Amen, stolek, kalendarz, nie nigdy nie swój twarz, rozhodnie wszak není protohar.
The exhibition recalls the days when people only had one day off a week, but really knew how to make the most of it. Entitled Prague Restaurants on Days Out, it shows the largely disappeared world of hostelries where people would stop for refreshment at the end of a day trip from the capital. Radio Prague spoke to the exhibition's curator Tomáš Dvořák to find out more.
This exhibition is about trips out of Prague by different public transport, by railway, by steamboat, by tram. We tried to exhibit a lot about lifestyle in especially 20s and 30s. And this exhibition has a lot of interesting interactive things here. And part of this exhibition is a real restaurant where visitors can get a refreshment and have a rest after first half of exhibition.
You were talking about interactive features. We're now sitting in what looks like an old train compartment. So what can people see here?
Here can people see a lot of photos because we had a really big collection of photos. And we didn't want just to print them and show them, so we decided to explain as a slideshow, for example, in a train compartment, so visitor can sit down here, and it's like trip by railway.
What about the restaurants themselves? What was special about these restaurants?
Well, it used to be usual garden restaurants. Beer garden was very typical for it. These restaurants were situated somewhere in a park, about trees, or somewhere in the country, so I mean in the area of Prague. And especially in the restaurants in Prague, for example, on island like Joffy in Strelecký ostrov or others island in Vltava, were very typical concerts, concerts of especially military bands, so that was very popular.
Are these restaurants still around, or what happened to them after the war and during the second half of the 20th century?
Mostly they were nationalized, and partly they worked later, because former owners were employed there, so it was a bit funny and strange, and most of them were cancelled when the owners died. Socialist time wasn't a good time for private activities, and these restaurants are really deeply connected with private activities, with private business.
Are there any that actually have survived and are still around?
Yeah, several restaurants survived, and for example, we have a lot of exhibits from the very pleasant restaurant in Slapy. It's a family business, Uneužilu, the name of the restaurant, means that the restaurant belongs one family more than 100 years, and this family now run this restaurant again.
Tomáš Dvořák, curator of a new exhibition at Prague's City Museum, talking there to Jan Richter.